أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran and the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we come to the formula for success. I mean, this is just encompasses everything. Absolutely love the ayat. And I'll put these four ayats together. Oh, they're from Surah As-Saff, Surah number 61, and it's ayah 10 to 13. Absolutely put success in a nutshell. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Shall I show you a trade? Shall I show you a business which will save you, which will rescue you from punishment? And he says, "Adhabun alim," from a painful punishment. And you know what? Immediately you want to go, yes, yes, please, show it to me. And then he says in ayah 11, "Yu'minuna," or rather, "Tu'minuna billah," you shall believe in Allah, "wa rasulihi," and his messenger. And remember, we talked about this. When it says believe in Allah, it means thus believe in the messenger. Thus follow the messenger. Practical and potential following. And then he says, وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. Strive hard, struggle hard in Allah's way with everything you own and yourselves. And the word uses jihad. Now, jihad, with its imbued wrong meaning, it became a notorious word in the West, especially after 9/11. Jihad is not qital. Jihad is derived from the word jahada, which means to strive, to be diligent, to do your best, the utmost of effort, to achieve an objective. And in Islamic terminology, it literally means to do your best to establish, to preserve and revive Islam, submission to the Creator and serving His creation. In other words, to be able to ensure that the world becomes a better place than what we found it in. It is to struggle for self-purification, for the control of one's desires, to be able to wage war against ignorance by acquiring and spreading knowledge, to strive against disease by employing all the resources we have, to strive against poverty by ensuring that every member of the community, of the global community, has at least the means of basic subsistence, to strive against conflict by giving up our destructive habits of point scoring by trying to understand the points of views of others, to strive against those forces from within and from without, which are there to cause dissension by doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, to be able to encourage others to do good and keep away from that which is wrong, to strive against religion becoming a mere ritual by making every effort to raise the level of our understanding. This is what success is about. It's about making a difference in lives. It's about serving creation. Qital, which is often, you know, the word jihad is used for qital, which is literally warfare. That is self-defense. And that's permitted when an aggressor has to be forced to retreat in order to safeguard life, property, honor, freedom. And that's a right which belongs to every living creature. Allah has provided all creatures with a means of defense which enables them to survive. But that's not what this jihad is about. And the Prophet encapsulated it in one of the returns from one of the battles. He addressed his followers and he said, "You have now returned from jihad al-asghar." In other words, the minor jihad or the small jihad. The jihad al-akbar, the major jihad, continues to remain a duty with you. That, in essence, is the formula for success. Now, what do we get in return? Oh, by the way, in ayah 11, he says, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. It's better for you, if only you knew. Now, let's look at the consequence and the rewards. It's phenomenal. Number one, يغفر لكم ذنوبكم. He will forgive you your faults. ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحت الأنهار. And you will enter into gardens beneath which rivers flow. ومساكن طيبة. And these phenomenal homes, not even home, homes, في جنات, in this garden, أدنين, it's in perpetuity. ذلك الفوز العظيم. That is a mighty achievement. And then something else. وأخرى. And another blessing. تحبونها. That you will love. نصر من الله. Allah will help you. The help of Allah. وفتح قريب. And victory that is near at hand. It's so beautiful. وبشر المؤمنين. And give good news to the believer. You know what? I mean, when you read this, you just want to do something. You don't ever say, I'm bored. There's always somebody out there who needs some help somewhere. That, in essence, is the formula for success of the Quran. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to do something. Never to say, I'm bored. To go out there and find opportunities for success. So we'll be able to say, yes, we did it. We left the world a better place than what we found it in. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.